Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and the letter N continues. Oliver Nelson arranging for Buddy Rich, Big Band, Hollywood, 1966.
Thank you.
Buddy Rich drums and his orchestra, Hollywood 1966 for Pacific Jazz Records. Oliver Nelson composition, Critics' Choice, and Nelson's arrangement. Jay Carré playing the tenor saxophone solo, and on piano, John Bunch. Buddy Rich Big Band, Oliver Nelson. Frankie Newton now, his trumpet in the last session of Bessie Smith, 1933 for OK Records. Jack Teagarden trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Chu Berry tenor saxophone, Buck Washington piano, Buddy Johnson guitar, Billy Taylor bass.
Full of corn and starts breaking. hanging me down. He's got a rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be wrestling when the wagon comes. I want a big foot and a bottle of beer. Send me calls, I don't care. Play me calls.
Something else. Bessie Smith, 1933 for OK Records with Frankie Newton. On trumpet, Jack Teagarden trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Chew Berry on tenor saxophone, Buck Washington playing the piano, Bobby Johnson guitar, and Billy Taylor on bass. Do Your Duty and Gimme a Pigfoot, both written by Bessie's friend, Wesley Wilson. He did a lot of work for a lot of people, wrote some great songs. We're going to be wrestling when the wagon comes. What a title that would be. 1933, OK Records, Frankie Newton backing Bessie Smith, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the University of Washington, offering professional and continuing education designed for busy adults. Details about evening, weekend, and online degrees, certificates, courses, and workshops are available online at extension.washington.edu.
Moving along in the letter N, and not particular any order within the N, just moving around that way. Natural 7, 1955 for RCA Victor Records. The Natural 7 means Joe Newman, trumpet, Frank Rehak on trombone, Al Cohn, tenor saxophone, Nat Pierce, piano, Freddie Green playing the guitar, Milt Hinton, bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums.
juni flipping. Here and there, you've been lollygagging around with all these squares. You've been joy hopping in joints and dens. You've been finger popping around with my best friend. Yes, pretty baby, this is the bitter end. Junie flipping around, barefoot loose. You've been lollygagging, drinking that real bad juice. You've been finger popping, joints and dins, joy hopping around with my best friend. Yes, pretty baby, this is the bitter end. Flipping baby, stop lollygagging baby, come back baby, come make love to me.
The Natural Seven, 1955 for RCA Victor Records. Joe Newman playing trumpet, Frank Rehack on the trombone, Al Cohn, tenor saxophone, Nat Pierce piano, Freddie Green in a rare position outside the Basie band playing the guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. Count Me In by Al Cohn, Freddie's Tune by Freddie Green, and O.C.'s Blues by O.C. Johnson, and sung by him. And by the way, I had four calls and people asking the question, is that the Basie band? What they were hearing, I'm sure, was, among other things, Freddie Green's guitar right there. And when Freddie wasn't in Basie's band, you could tell. There's an emptiness there. RCA Victor, 1955, The Natural Seven. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Windows, Doors, and More, specializing in Marvin Windows, who now offers Douglas Fir as a standard option. Information at windowshowroom.com. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Okay, let me look at my notes to see where I'm going. Ah, Anthony Newley co-wrote with Leslie Bricusse, a famous musical expose called The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. And if they didn't do anything else, just named it, it'd be fine. Who Can I Turn To came from that, one of the songs from that musical. And the Bill Evans Trio in Town Hall in New York City, 1966 for Verve Records, is going to perform it for you. Evans piano, Chuck Israel's bass, and Arnold Wise on the drums.
Thank you.
Town Hall in New York City, 1966, for Verve Records, the Bill Evans Trio, Bill Evans piano, Chuck Israels on bass, and Arnold Wise playing the drums, and Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricusse, Who Can I Turn To, from their musical The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd. 1966, Bill Evans Trio for Verve Records. Alberta Nichols now, and her husband, Man Holliner, wrote some really fine pieces for the sort of what I call the late beginning period of this art, the 1930s. Your Mother's Son-in-Law. All right. Benny Goodman is his orchestra, and introducing Billie Holiday. As a vocalist, you will hear Jack Teagarden's trombone, his brother Charlie Teagarden's trumpet, and Benny Goodman, of course, on clarinet, and Miss Holiday singing Your Mother's Son-in-Law by Alberta Nichols and Man Holliner. Benny Goodman and his orchestra and Billie Holiday being introduced to the world, singing for you, Your Mother's Son-in-Law, written by Alberta Nichols and her husband, Man Holliner. Jack Teagarden's trombone and Charlie Teagarden's trumpet and Benny's clarinet, all of that for Columbia Records, 1933. In Hollywood, in 1937, Lionel Hampton chose to play his vibes and to sing I Just Couldn't Take It, Baby, written by Alberta Nichols and Man Holliner.
just don't begin to know the spots you got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it, baby, to loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'm giving my fool self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby, couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. I just can't go gay, laughing love off that way. Couldn't help you made me that way. Why? Now if I ever found out that just a runaround, I don't mean a thing to you. I just couldn't take it, baby, loving you the way I do.
I just couldn't help it, baby. Mm-hmm. And, I misspoke. Same thing. I just couldn't take it. Leave me alone. Lionel Hampton singing for you and playing his vibes. Alberta Nichols and Man Holliner composition. I just couldn't take it, baby. Hollywood, 1937, Victor Records. And what a great band. Ziggy Elman, trumpet. Vito Musso playing clarinet. Arthur Rollini on the tenor sax. Jess Stacy, piano. Alan Roos, getting a little break there on his guitar. Johnny Miller, bass. Scozy Cole on the drums. And Lionel Hampton playing the vibes and singing. I just couldn't take it, baby. Now, Buell Neidlinger. Buell is a phone friend of mine. He's a wonderful information person for the 1950s and 60s in New York and so on. Bass player, cello player. Here with Cecil Taylor Quartet, 1958 for Contemporary Records. This is one Taylor wrote called Toll, T-O-L-L. Earl Griffith, vibraharp. Taylor on piano. Buell Neidlinger bass. And Dennis Charles on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buell Neidlinger playing his bass in the Cecil Taylor Quartet, 1958, for Contemporary Records, and Taylor's composition Toll, T-O-L-L. Earl Griffith, vibraharp, Taylor piano, Neidlinger bass, and Dennis Charles on the drums. Neidlinger is interesting because he drifted into different parts of the art. He didn't get in one little trough and stay there. He got called to be a part of Frank Zappa's family in the sense of working with some of the members of the Mothers of Invention. Of those of you out there that know Frank Zappa's music, know the Mothers of Invention. And Neidlinger was chosen because he would do well playing his bass here. The band leader, supposedly, is Jean-Luc Ponty, the violinist, an electric violinist. 1969 for Blue Note Records. Zappa wrote this. It's called King Kong. And two members of the band, George Duke and Ian Underwood, you might remember, were members of Mothers of Invention. Ponty, electric violin. George Duke, electric piano. Gene Estes, vibes and percussion. Neidlinger, bass. Arthur Tripp III, on the drums, and Ian Underwood, tenor saxophone. Here's Frank Zappa's King Kong. Buell Neidlinger in a band put together pretty much by electric violinist Jean-Luc Ponty for Blue Note Records, 1969, and a composition by Frank Zappa called King Kong. As I mentioned, there are members in the band playing that were in Zappa's Mothers of Invention. Buell Neidlinger chosen to do that because he could do the job. 1969 for Blue Note, King Kong by Frank Zappa. Neidlinger in 1994 for K2B2 Records played the cello instead of the string bass. And he did the CD in honor and in memory of the great pianist and composer Herbie Nichols. Nichols, among other things, of inventing great pieces of music, wrote one in honor of Billie Holiday called The Lady Sings the Blues. And Buell Neidlinger chose that as one for the CD, and I'm going to play it for you now. Hugh Schick on brass instruments, Marty Crystal playing reed instruments, Richard Green on violin, Jimbo Rose on viola, and Neidlinger on cello, and Herbie Nichols' Lady Sings the Blues. a quintet put together by Buell Neidlinger, who played cello there, not the usual string bass, in 1994 for K2B2 Records, and an in memoriam to Herbie Nichols and his composition for Billie Holiday, The Lady Sings the Blues. Now, to continue with this, certainly Neidlinger plays a part in the chapter N of this art, as does Herbie Nichols. And Nichols and Holiday put together the lyric for The Lady Sings the Blues. I'd like to take you to the Newport Jazz Festival, 1957, in Newport, Rhode Island, recorded by Verve Records. Mal Waldron, piano, Joe Benjamin, bass, and Joe Jones on the drums, and Billie Holiday singing The Lady Sings the Blues.
And I'd like to try and do a little tune for you that I recorded for Norman Grant's Clef Records. My tune is titled Lady Sings the Blues. I do hope you like it. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em there. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what her blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her side, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what her blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start. You and your man have to part, but I ain't gonna just sit around and cry. And I know I won't die, 'cause I love him. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em there. She feels so sad. But now the world will know she's never gonna sing 'em no more. No.
The Lady Sings the Blues by Herbie Nichols and Billie Holiday. And Billie Holiday singing it in 1957 at the Newport Jazz Festival for Verve Records with Mal Waldron piano, Joe Benjamin bass, Joe Jones on the drums. And then Herbie Nichols trio, meaning Nichols on piano, Al McKibben on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, 1955 for Blue Note. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
City University of Seattle's Master in Teaching program. CityU offers career changers the opportunity to become a teacher in as little as 1 year. Now accepting applications for spring starts in Bellevue, Everett, Tacoma, and Vancouver, Washington. More info at cityu.edu/teacher.
Okay, continuing on now. Bringing back Ray Noble, band leader from England who came here, and then he wrote during his life many beautiful compositions which have been used beautifully by so many artists. The Touch of Your Lips, both music and lyric by Ray Noble. Tony Bennett, Bill Evans.
The touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. Of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. The touch of your hand upon my head, the love in your eyes, a shine. And now at last the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine. Touch of your hands upon my hair, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last that moment divine, the touch of your lips, that look in your eyes, the touch of your lips on mine.
Composer Ray Noble and The Touch of Your Lips, sung by Tony Bennett and played on the piano by Bill Evans in Berkeley, California for Fantasy Records, 1975. David Newman, tenor saxophone, died Tuesday at the age of 75. And I brought something, I think it's my favorite record of his. 1960 for Riverside, he joined James Clay and Wynton Kelly and Sam Jones and Arthur Taylor. First up, Some Kinda Mean, written by bassist Keeter Betts. James Clay plays the first tenor solo and David Newman the second, and when they exchange, it's in that order. Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, Arthur Taylor on the drums.
Thank you.
the David Newman James Clay Quintet with Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, and Arthur Taylor playing the drums. Clay and Newman playing tenor saxophones, and Clay playing first on Some Kind of Mean, written by Keeter Betts, a bass player. Now they're going to play another composition by a bass player. This bass player's name is Bob Haggard. The composition is What's New. On this, Clay plays the flute and David Newman the tenor. Thank you. The David Newman James Clay Quintet, with Newman on tenor and Clay on flute, Wynton Kelly piano, Sam Jones bass, Arthur Taylor playing drums, and Bobby Haggard's What's New, 1960, for Riverside Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be here. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Northwest Sinfonietta, announcing Chaplin's Gems, two Charlie Chaplin films with scores performed live by Northwest Sinfonietta, conducted by Christophe Chenier, this Friday at Benaroya Hall and Saturday at Tacoma's Rialto Theater. Tickets at orchestraexperience.com.
Shaw singing for you from 1926 Pathé Records, 6 Feet of Papa, written by Art Sizemore. Red Nichols, trumpet. Miff Mohl, trombone. Jimmy Lytle, clarinet. And Irving Brodsky, playing the piano. right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Old West Town of Winthrop, Washington, offering arts, culture, entertainment, restaurants, and a variety of overnight accommodations from hotels and cabins to bed and breakfasts, all in the scenic Mentow Valley. Information at winthropwashington.net.
Okay, let me get my notes here. Ted Nash and Dick Nash now, 1955, for Liberty Records. Ted Nash plays the alto saxophone, the tenor saxophone, the soprano saxophone, the baritone saxophone, the flute, the alto flute, the piccolo, the clarinet, and the bass clarinet. His brother Dick plays the trombone. a little rivalry there. Jimmy Rolls piano, Tony Rizzi on guitar, Harry Babison bass, and Roy Hart playing drums.
Thank you. speak low, when you speak love, our summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low, when you speak love, our moment is swift. Like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so, and love so brief. Love is pure gold, and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon speak love when you speak love. Our summer day withers away too soon, speak low, when you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon, speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark too soon, I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, always too soon. Time is so old and love is so love is pure gold, and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon? Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon? Will you speak low to me, speak love to me, and soon?
A set of five for you. The first four were Ted and Dick Nash, 1955-56 for Liberty Records. Ted Nash playing all the reed instruments and Dick Nash the trombone, Jimmy Rolls piano, Tony Ricci on guitar, Harry Babison bass, Roy Hart drums. I Remember You, arranged by Jim Emerson and written by Victor Schertzinger. The Nearness of You, arranged by Chuck Copley, by Hoagy Carmichael. Night Soliloquy by Kent Kennan, who worked for a long time in the Eastman School of Music, and arranged for the band by Frank Comstock. Back in Your Own Backyard from 1928, written by Dave Dreyer, Billy Rose, and Al Jolson, arranged for the band by Chuck Copley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service on Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And the fifth on the set was Ella Fitzgerald singing and Joe Pass playing the guitar in Los Angeles, 1983 for Pablo Records. Speak Low, written in 1943 by Kurt Vile, and lyric by Ogden Nash. Now, Marty Napoleon, the pianist, with Teddy Rigg's All-Stars 1947 for Savoy Records. Rigg was a producer for Savoy for many years. That is, he got bands together and so on, and at one point he had, you know, enough clout that he could get his name on the label, and he did here. The band, Alan Eager, tenor saxophone, Kai Winding on trombone, Marty Napoleon on piano, Eddie Safransky bass, Shelly Mann on the drums, Mr. Dews by Kai Winding, and Alan Eager's saxon. Thank you. Marty Napoleon playing piano in a band called, I lost my place. That's not the name of the band. Teddy Riggs All-Stars, 1947. Savoy Records, Mr. Dews and Saxon, or Sax On, if you prefer. Alan Eager, tenor saxophone, Kai Winding on trombone, Marty Napoleon, piano, Eddie Safransky, bass, Shelly Mann on the drums, all produced by Teddy Ragg, who was a producer, got bands together and did that right there. Savoy, 1947, with Marty Napoleon. All right. Charlie Newman now, who worked much of his time in the 20s and 30s, and his music was associated with Isom Jones, who was a brilliant composer and band leader and particularly brilliant arranger. And so I brought along one of their compositions called You've Got Me Crying Again. Isom Jones and Charlie Newman wrote it in 1933. We will hear Buddy Rich, his drums, his orchestra in 1946 for Mercury, with Dorothy Reed singing and George Berg on tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
Buddy Rich Orchestra, 1946, for Mercury Records, and a composition by Isom Jones and lyric by Charlie Newman. You've Got Me Crying Again. Dorothy Reed singing for you, and some nice tenor, full tenor work by George Berg. Now, two of the Isom Jones band of the same composition. 1949, Isom Jones' arrangement of You've Got Me Crying Again for Kurt Massey to sing for Coast Records. And then back to the original, 1933, with Joe Martin singing a Gordon Jenkins arrangement for Victor of You've Got Me Crying Again.
You've got me crying again. You've got me sighing again. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. Your kiss is right from the start. Came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy, and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying for you.
right from the start. Came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy, and then somebody new looks good to you. You got me crying again, just crying for you.
The Isom Jones Orchestra, and two different times, and You've Got Me Crying Again, written by Jones and Charlie Newman, lyricist. First, 1949 for Coast Records and Kurt Massey, taking a lot from Bing Crosby and singing beautifully of that tune. Don't know who the trumpet player is, and Jones did the arrangement. Then back to the original for Victor Records, 1938, Joe Martin sang. The arranger was Gordon Jenkins, who would do great things in many years to follow. And there, You've Got Me Crying Again. All right. 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The Fisher family of plumbing companies, dedicated to finding new ways to preserve water and energy in all plumbing systems. Fisher works hard to understand the trade-off between conservation and economics in all things plumbing. Info at fischer.com. The plumber people recommend.
Well, let's see. From Charlie Newman now to Red Norvo. And what I'm going to do is play a little bit of an interview I did with Red Norvo in August of 1994, when he was 85 or 86. And he was remembering things happening 50 years before. And what I'm going to do is, after the short part of the interview, we'll go into what we were talking about, and then is his part, Red Norvo's part, playing the vibes in Benny Goodman's sextet in February 1945. We will hear After You've Gone, Slip Disc, She's Funny That Way, and Just One of Those Things. For your listening enjoyment, here is Red Norvo.
Yet when I went with bigger bands, like with the Goodman Sextet or something, or when I he said I used a vibraphone because I got a better bend between clarinet, piano, and the mallet instrument,
mm-hmm. Okay.
which happened to be, we were rehearsing at Columbia Studios in New York, and I was still playing xylophone at that time. I hadn't changed. I still had a band. I had a group with Shorty Rogers, Eddie Burt, Specs Powell, very good. We were on playing behind Billy Holiday on 52nd Street.
Mm.
So it was kind of a change. We were rehearsing, I was rehearsing with Teddy and Benny and Maury Feld, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing xylophone. So we played something that Benny, we were trying to play the tune. I think he wrote Slip Disc or something. And we were playing it all in unison. So Benny went to outside for a minute to make a call. And he was gone. I said, Teddy, why don't we try it three ways? He said, well, how would we voice it with the three of us? I said, Benny's on the bottom, I'll play a third above, and you play a fifth above. See how it works. And that's what we did. And I changed over to a vibraphone there. Because it marriage, the piano, and the mouth instrument, and Benny on clarinet.
Those records that you made, you're mentioning, and were, if I remember correctly, about 1945, and that sextet of Goodmans is one of my favorites. You and Teddy and Mike Bryan, Slam is on it, Maury Feld, as you mentioned, and yourself. I think you said Slip Disc is one of my favorite, and you do, I think, one of the most incredible renditions of After You've Gone.
We made that on a Sunday at Liederkranz Hall. We had another bass player, and we were in a show called Seven Lively Arts in New York. And on a Saturday night, Teddy Wilson and I got Benny drinking a little wine. And we took him over to Three Deuces to hear Slam. And right away, he liked him. Because thought Slam would be better for the trio.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the sextet. So we made records the next day, and the first tune we played was After You Gone. One take we made that tune in.
Wow.
to see. Just glad he's living, happy to be. I've got a good man, crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, can't save a cent. He'd never holler, he'd live in a tent. I've got a good man, crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Norvo, and starting with an interview I had with him on the 26th of August, 1994, when he was in his mid-80s, remembering 50 years previous. And he talked about changing from what he calls the xylophone, and I call the xylophone, to the vibraphone, or the vibes, so that the blend would be different in the construct of the Benny Goodman Sextet. And then he talked about how Slam Stewart, the bass player, came into the band. The sextet from 1945, Benny Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Norvo vibes, Mike Bryan guitar, Slam Stewart bass, and Maury Feld on the drums. They played After You've Gone, John Layton and Henry Kramer. And then Slip Disc by Benny Goodman, He's Funny That Way by Charlie Daniels and Richard Whiting, and featuring Jane Harvey doing the singing, and Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, Red Norvo. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, offering fuel-efficient Subarus, including the all-new 2009 Forester, the all-wheel drive SUV. With Subaru Motor Credit Financing, Chaplin's has Foresters, Outbacks, and STIs. Details at chaplins.com or at I-90 and Eastgate. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Norvo got a contract from Comet Records in June of 1945, and he, along with a few others, who comes to mind is Coleman Hawkins, who was always interested in the younger musicians, and so was Red Norvo. So he chose Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker to play trumpet and alto saxophone, of course. Flip Phillips, tenor saxophone, himself on vibes, Teddy Wilson piano, Slam Stewart bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and what this is a marvelous get-together because it's of the little bit older and the new stuff all in one. We will hear Slam Slam Blues and Congo Blues, both conceptions of Red Norvo.
Thank you.
Red Norvo and his selected sextet, June 1945 for Comet Records. Slam Slam Blues and Congo Blues. Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Flip Phillips tenor saxophone, Norvo on vibraharp, Teddy Wilson piano, Slam Stewart bass, and J.C. Hurd on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
members of the KPLU Underwriters Circle, businesses that have made a major commitment to the station, like Apple Homes, an Olympia builder committed to built green practices. KPLU thanks Apple Homes for their support and encourages listeners to support the businesses that support KPLU.
Now, Norvo, back a little bit. He certainly played way back in the 30s, and I'll get to him later on another program. But he joined Edmund Hall's All-Star Quintet early 1944 for Blue Note Records. Ed Hall playing clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Norvo vibes, Carl Kress on guitar, and Johnny Williams on string bass. First up, all of these are by Hall, and first up is Rompin' in 44.
Thank you.
Narvo in Edmund Hall's All-Star Quintet, 1944 for Blue Note Records. Meaning Ed Hall, clarinet, Teddy Wilson, piano, Narvo vibes, Carl Kress, guitar, Johnny Williams, string bass. All the compositions you heard were by Edmund Hall, Rompin' in 44, Blue Interval, and See in Red. Blue Note Records, Edmund Hall's All-Star Quintet. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.